As the war in Gaza rages, tensions are escalating on Israel's northern border. Israel and Lebanese Hezbollah, the Iran-backed group there that the U.S. labels as terrorists, have traded fire since the October 7th terrorist attack. Nick Schifrin speaks to Israelis who live near the border about the threat, their forced displacement, and how their government has responded.
For more than a century, Tal Levitt's family has called this valley home. Matula is Israel's northernmost town, where Levitt runs a farm 500 feet from Lebanon, 500 feet from Hezbollah militants on the other side of his apple orchard, too close for comfort.
We're neighbors, and they see us all the time, what we do, where we go, what we make.
And since October the 7th, they've been seeing and striking. On October 14th, a rocket hit his orchard. And last week, in response to an Israeli attack in Lebanon, Tal himself was the target. This is the aftermath. His kitchen ceiling collapsed. It was a direct hit straight through his roof.
They saw me go inside to my home, and I go out. After 2 hours, they throw a rocket to my home. They think I'm inside, but when I go, they not see that.
Matula is in the Lower Galilee, about 30 miles north of the Sea of Biblical Renown, and is the only Israeli city surrounded by an international border on three sides. It's been around for more than 120 years. The Levitts are one of 20 founding families. That's his great-grandmother in Matula in the 1890s. Tal Levitt is a sixth-generation farmer. That's him in the middle when he was 4 years old. But now he has to start from scratch.
My home is crashed, and I need to make a new home, to build everything new.
For more than 4 months, Israel and Hezbollah have traded fire. Israeli airstrikes into Lebanon have killed hundreds of Hezbollah fighters and dozens of civilians. The deadliest strike was yesterday. It killed 10 and blew out this apartment complex. Israel said it killed a Hezbollah commander. Hezbollah has fired hundreds of rockets into Israel. Many are intercepted by Israeli air defense, but others have killed 9 Israeli soldiers and 6 civilians. Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah promises more attacks until the war in Gaza stops. Hezbollah can, with precision, thanks to Iranian technology. Israel says Hezbollah has 150,000 rockets and missiles that can reach 95% of Israel, including its largest city, Tel Aviv. The U.S. believes neither side wants war, but the risk is high. Today, Israel's defense ministry released video of what it called an exercise for a Lebanon war.
We have no interest in war, but we must prepare. The planes that are flying in Lebanon's sky as we speak have targets. We can do copy-paste from Gaza to Beirut.
Matula is now a military camp. The chief of the army visited yesterday. The military has evacuated some 80,000 residents across the north, including Levitt's family. His wife and 4 children have lived in a hotel for nearly 4 months.
My family, my kids, it's very hard to survive this. But I tell them, we don't have another place to go. We don't go to USA now or Europe or something. We have Israel.
The government don't do the thing that they should do to our citizens and to our residents.
Moshe Davidovitz is the mayor of the northern community of Mate Asher and leads a council for northern Israel residents. He says trust between the government and those residents has been broken.
The government supposed to give the residents security. And this contract between the government and the citizens is not exist.
France and the U.S. are trying through diplomacy to push Hezbollah back at least 6 miles from the border. But U.S. officials doubt whether that can succeed with cross-border firing. Firing that continues even today during our interview.
Now there is a missiles shooting. I heard it just in this minute. Now, we're supposed to get to the shelters.
There's missiles being fired now.
Just now, yeah. So I want to thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
And so the danger to the people and of wider war is inescapable. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Nick Schifrin.